Well, hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. Join me, Sam Harris, on my journey of curiosity and growth. I have conversations with some of the world's most fascinating humans, from billionaires to Olympians, and most everyone in between, such as suspiciously happy people and even a hitman. Success isn't just for successful people, it is earned and you can earn it too. I find out how ordinary people become extraordinary to fuel your own growth mindset. Hello and welcome to the show. This is Sam Harris on the Growth Mindset Podcast, and today I'm in the Google Campus Startups podcasting platform room, which is very nice of them to give it to me for a few hours. So yes, I've got 2 hours to kill in this room and made a few notes on things, and I've come up with another podcast to talk about. So I've often been asked about interviewing and just to give people tips on how to run a podcast and things. So I wanted to explore how to have a more interesting interview and just general conversations in life, because maybe you don't want to start a podcast, but perhaps you want to have more fun with your conversations and with other people. So here are some tips on how to have more interesting conversations with people and to be a better interviewer, which is kind of what you do every time you have a conversation with someone anyway. The first, number one rule, which you've probably heard somewhere, I don't know who came up with this idea, try listening to people. It's quite a big one. Basically, it's pretty annoying if you're not being listened to start off with, if you're constantly going off on like things that you're thinking about and not actually listening to what they're saying, if you're kind of having like a back and forth about like your opinions on something, but you're not taking their opinion and you're not building your own thoughts based on what they've just said, and you just have your own thoughts to yourself. It's very annoying and it doesn't make a good conversation. It makes really terrible flow if you're trying to have a conversation for people to listen to, if you just never actually listen to each other and you're just shouting the same points back at each other. It is a nightmare. And like, I've stopped listening to some podcasts just because I've heard people just saying their own thoughts like back at each other, and you're like, well, just listen to what this other person said and like actually engage your brain, man. Oh, so annoying. Anyway, yes, they're firstly listening to people, and it just helps them open up a lot more, and they'll enjoy talking to you and sharing things with you if they feel like you are listening to them. And I think it just makes you much more aware of what the person is feeling as well and what would be good topics to talk about. I think it's just a really useful skill to pick up, because I think when any podcaster, when they start, yeah, they try and say too much themselves. And like, obviously, I'm someone who has a lot of opinions and like thoughts about things, so I can always be like jumping in with my own thoughts. But often guests might take a while to open up. And as soon as they stop for a break and they're silent for like 5 seconds, if you just always jump in with like your thing, they'll never maybe get to like the thing that was hard for them to explain. And like, they might just be like alluding to something they want to talk about in the first minute of their explanation. And they'll sort of stop for a bit to, okay, but actually what I really want to say is this. And they'll come out with it after you leave them for like 6 seconds. And 6 seconds is a long time to wait. But you just sit there and go, and you watch them, and then they'll be like, actually, yeah. And they'll come out with like some magic genius that would never have been in the podcast if you just sort of gone in with your thing. You can always say the things that are in your head later, because of you still have your head. You can use that whenever you want. You can't like ever get that moment back for that person to think about that thing, which maybe would have been lost forever if you didn't just wait. So just sitting and waiting, letting them like say everything they want to say, is really a huge thing. And this helps in the rest of your life as well, because sometimes people just need like a bit more pushing, and a bit of silence is a really good way for them to like actually feel like, okay, I have to say this thing. And people often get uncomfortable in silence, but actually it becomes very comforting once people get used to it. So yes, listen to people and allow gaps for silence for them to say the whole thing they want to say, rather than just sort of butting in with your own things. And then my next point is, make notes in your interview, but try not to have too many formal set questions straight away. Like, a lot of people panic about what they're going to ask people in their podcast when they start, and they'll have like a load of list of questions. That I made so many questions, and like, it was a bit of a nightmare, because I had like sort of 40 questions that all were really cool and I wanted to ask. And then I'd be sort of listening to the guest, but half like looking at my questions, working out what my next question should be and like how it might relate to the right thing. And it just sort of distracted me. It didn't help. And it sort of led the conversation off sometimes. So if I listen back to some of my first podcasts, sometimes we'll be having an interesting conversation about something, and then I'll just ask a question that's unrelated. And it's quite annoying to have not finished what the conversation was on. It's not pleasant to listen to when you feel like, shit, I want to know more about like what this person was doing in the middle of the desert. But why have you just asked him about like how he got funding for a startup? That seems so unrelated. Why have you done that, Sam? And it's kind of annoying to listen to. Whereas now, like, I'll listen back to some of my more recent podcasts, and maybe I've forgotten what the conversation was about and where it went. And I'll listen to the guest saying something, and then they don't finish it. And I'm like, shit, I wish I knew more about that. And then I'll hear myself come in and be like, oh, can you please tell me more? And I'm like, yes, I totally want to know what this next point is. And it makes me really happy when I hear that on my own show or on other people's shows, when it just, it follows where your own brain is going and what you want to hear next. When the podcast host actually makes that happen, it's really satisfying. So if you can try and just follow your interests in the show and just ask the question that related to what's just going on and what seems the most curious, interesting thing to explore, rather than just following like a set formula that keeps on just like clashing with what's actually going on. Just ask related questions is basically the point of that I am making. Right, it sort of relates to asking interesting questions, which is my third point. Just ask interesting questions, but try and like channel deeper things that maybe people don't talk about so much. Like, it unsettles you a bit that you're like a bit unsure about like privately and you never actually spoken about before with other people. Like, that's really interesting stuff that people have never maybe heard before. And like, you'll often have guests that perhaps are famous or have spoken about things, or maybe like they're not that famous, but they're often talking about the same things with the same people, and it's hard to get them to be fresh or excited. But if you can sort of think about something like really deep, that's sort of like a weird problem that you have yourself that you've never spoken about with someone, and then you ask them that, they kind of think that you have like this window into their soul and that you sort of know what's going on in them, and they're like, shit. And they come out with all this magic, weird genius about their own problems or other stuff. And it's really fun. I've been using this example already on the podcast, so I don't want to like keep on saying it, but I was with a friend the other day who goes to the gym quite a lot, and I go to the gym quite a lot too. And there's two ways to look at that. You can say like, yes, I'm a positive person that, you know, maximizes his day. He likes to keep fit and healthy, and it gives me the space to listen to podcasts and think about the world and reflect on who I am. And like, the gym's a really positive thing. And you can also think about the fact that maybe I don't feel worthy of being loved, and that I want to have a six pack just because I've got a big ego and that I've got like major issues in my life. I asked him like, okay, why do you go to the gym so much? Do you not feel that you're like worthy enough as you are? And then we had this really deep conversation about the fact that he used to be kind of fat, and once he started going to the gym, he got a lot more attention from girls and he feels a lot better. But it's something that he'd never really spoken about with other people as such in a sort of deeper way. And so when you ask people like these deeper things, rather than just sort of like celebrating, oh great, you go to the gym, that's cool, it's being like, oh, but why? Maybe there's something wrong with you kind of thing. It's like, it's really fun to unpack. And so asking people deeper questions about those things, it's like a fun way to be more curious and get them to open up about stuff that they probably haven't spoken about publicly as much, and makes much more interesting listening experiences. Voices in our head and things, and like whether they're a good thing or not. And somehow we ended up with me being like, I realized I could ask her about like voices in your head when you're having sex, because I've never really heard people talking about this. But obviously you're sort of concentrating on having sex, but also like sometimes your mind's like, oh, what's in the fridge? Or like, maybe I should be thinking about sex more because I'm not concentrating enough. And you can kind of go off on a bit of a weird one in the middle of having sex. And that was a really fun conversation, because I've never heard someone have that conversation before. But I'm sure plenty of people have been having sex and not only been thinking 100% about sex, but I've never heard of anyone talking about that. And yeah, just channeling what's going on inside your brain a bit more and asking questions on that is my tip to make questions more interesting. So that was the third tip, as we've established. And now I think my final main one on interviewing, of like different things that you probably maybe haven't heard of, is using recursive questioning, which if you're a programmer might make sense. If you're not, I'm going to have to explain. But basically, it's where you relate to the stuff I was mentioning earlier about exploring the topic that you're in, rather than like jumping off to the next one and like actually finishing it. So you sort of brace the tangents and you follow the conversation path, and you kind of go off on each tangent and you explore each avenue on that path. Then you go back the path before that you branched off from, and you keep on doing that. But you often end up going off on like a bit of a tree. And so you sort of have to keep on going back to the start. So you might like talk about like a few things, like three points right at the start of the podcast, and you'll sort of explore like the first one over like 10 minutes until that's sort of finished. And then you'll go back to like those first three and you'll explore the second one for the next like 10 or 20 minutes. After you've been speaking about different things for like 40 minutes, you'll go back to the third one of those first things that you spoke about right at the start. You sort of get like closure on everything you spoke about. And it's quite nice to actually explore everything that's happened without feeling like you're just sort of on a continuous journey of just forgetting different stuff that you sort of allude to but never finishing off. Because it's quite annoying as a listener to hear things that get alluded to but then not actually explained later on. So it gives closure for the people listening, and it's also very nice experience for the person you're interviewing to have everything they've spoken about taken on board and then asked about even at later times. It really impresses people, whether this is in a podcast interview or in life, if you've remembered something they've alluded to earlier but you didn't get to talk about, because it shows them that you are really listening and that you are really interested in what they have to say. So if you had like a few things that you spoke about at the start of the conversation, at the end of that about it. You ask, you say, hey, we didn't have time to talk about this. Can you just let me know? And they'll be like, shit, how did you remember this thing? And they'll sort of, they become a lot more self-conscious to the fact that you're actually listening to all of their words, because they'll realize that they're not just saying stuff and you're just saying stuff back to them and you're kind of forgetting what they're saying. They're like, shit, everything I've spoken about, he's actually remembered. And like, it's a really cool skill when you get good at this, because it just really impresses people and it really makes them feel valued and like you actually genuinely want to know everything they're talking about. When you get to the end of the ad and you come out with like that thing from back from the start, it just like suddenly impresses them. Like you can just see them catch for a moment going, shit, wow, yes, you really know what I'm talking about and like are interested. And it's a really like magical thing when you get good at this. So try and be recursive and explore each thing and then go backwards. And so you might take a few steps away from like the first original thing and then like explore more things and then more things and then eventually get back to the point. And it's a really, really cool way of doing it. If you watch like Ross Noble as a comedian, he'll often do this as well with his comedy sets, where he'll start off on like a few different things and he'll just go off on massive tangents for the whole like 2 hours. And then he'll sort of remember the thing from right at the start and come back to it. And it just gives a really good sense of closure and just makes it quite a fun and interesting and a bit impressive. So just try and keep some notes as you're going along, or try and do some mental notes on these things. And it is a really good skill in life if you can kind of keep that thing mentally. It's just like a bit of a sideline thing to just bring back at the right moment where there's a pause. It takes a bit of practice, but if you just remember this and just try and employ using it, like test yourself or something, or maybe deliberately do it yourself, like sort of allude to a few different things at the start of a conversation that you know that the first one will go off on too many tangents anyway. But then like at the end, try and then say the other thing. So perhaps like pre-warm yourself up to this, like practicing it, and then it'll make it easier to do in real life the rest of the time. So those are my main points that are a bit different to what you'll hear in the rest of the world. Otherwise, smile a lot, be kind, don't be a dick, be kind of warm on people. Like it certainly helps, as in I don't conflict with guests maybe as much as I should sometimes. When I have some alternative opinions, I kind of do let them get the whole thing out, and perhaps I could be a bit more challenging, but I guess I'm still learning how to get people to open up better and faster. And certainly just asking like a few like throwaway questions when you begin that don't matter so much can be quite a good one, because like I recently did a podcast with the CEO of Atlas Biomed. And he's a really cool, interesting guy. And like the conversation, it went on for like over an hour. But the second half was so much more fascinating, because it just took him a while to warm up. But in the first half, we actually talk about like all of the major important things about his business and how he got there. But he just doesn't have like the whole like good vibe going on that I could have like opened him up a bit faster if I talked about maybe just some other things that didn't matter. So if you have the time, try and ask a few unimportant questions when you first start, before asking the deep ones. And one of my friends, she did a lot of interviewing. She also found that she had like this 15 standard questions that she asked people, but it didn't matter what order she asked them. The first 7 she found would always be kind of shit and boring. And then the rest after that would always be more interesting, even though it didn't matter which question it was that she was asking them. They just sort of had more interesting answers just because the guest had opened up by then. So trying to work on your way, your format to get people to open up is a big one. And if you have the time, just sort of have a quick bit of a conversation just to sort of warm up and get used to things is also important. I am delighted to announce today's sponsor of the episode, Skillshare. Make 2020 a year where you explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity with Skillshare's online classes. And what you find might just surprise and inspire you. Skillshare is an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey, with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people like me and you. They have topics such as illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. I've really been enjoying their masterclass on productivity for creating a system that works for you. It's a good one to start your year with. And I've also been enjoying their Instagram poetry class for being more of a poet and artist on Instagram and creating fun quotes and things. And you can follow my Instagram, SamJamSnaps, or the Growth Mindset podcast to see how that's working out for me. Being creative, I think, is really important. And I just love the way Skillshare works, the community and the features and feedback from your actual coach. It's a really nice place to be. And so I'm delighted to have them as a sponsor of the Growth Mindset podcast. So you can get 2 free months of membership where you can take unlimited classes by signing up now at skillshare.com/growth mindset. And yeah, it's 2 whole months of premium unlimited access to all of their classes for free. So yeah, get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/growth mindset. Also listen to interesting people talk about stuff. So like Louis Theroux is a very good person at asking like sort of good topics or, well, good questions to people that sort of make them kind of stop a bit and say, like, okay, that's a bit deep. Why have you asked me that? And he'll ask kind of challenging things when you sort of, you kind of cringe a bit, being like, oh God, don't say that. And like, but he'll go for it. And so yeah, try and find some people that inspire you with the questions that they ask and like get more into them. And same like writers or anything, if you're trying to write a book and like, you know, listen to the, well, read the type of books that are the ones that you want to write. It's the same with interviewing. Listen to the people that have the conversations that the conversations you want to have. Try to think of other good examples. So yeah, I guess like Tim Ferriss does do quite a good job of asking useful questions. And Joe Rogan actually, yeah. I mean, he does go on for a very long time. He does talk about a lot of crap as well. But he's pretty good at being funny and asking some interesting stuff. So find the people that inspire you and like maybe try writing out some of the questions that they ask people and sort of think about the kind of pathways that their conversations go on and try and make notes on that sort of stuff. And the whole sense of mastering a topic is like actually really drill down into it and record your own conversations. Like that's a huge thing. If you aren't podcasting, it's going to be a hard one, but like actually you could record some of your conversations with friends. Try listening back to it a bit later and think, okay, where could I have improved this? And you will actually start having much more interesting conversations. I've never done this, but I've just done this by accident with the podcast and listening back and thought about how I could improve it. And it has resulted in the rest of my life's conversations being much more interesting as well. But it would work, but I'm sure most people would never normally record conversations with their friends. But I might start doing it anyway, because it actually makes sense, because I have some quite cool conversations. But yeah, okay, I think I've now finished my points. I just sort of randomly went off on ones. Yeah, if you have any other questions that you might have about podcasting tips and things, feel free to email me and I can go for a riff on any of those things. Always happy to help people who want to know more about podcasting and things. And I do have a Patreon. You can support me there. I might answer your questions a bit faster because I try to look after my Patreon supporters a bit better than normal people. But to be honest, we'll answer all emails anyway, regardless of how they come to me. It just sometimes takes me a week or two because life gets in the way. Cool. Thanks for listening. And go and have a lovely day, week, month, life. And hopefully you have a more fulfilling life by asking interesting questions. And I forgot to mention one thing was check with the person that you're talking to that they are able to talk about deep things. So on the one where I talked about asking like really deeper personal questions, some people get slightly scared by this and it's not always a good idea. Most of the time, it builds your relationship really quickly and makes life much better and makes it much more interesting. But sometimes some people are not ready for that kind of thing and it actually feels very intrusive and scary and can make your relationship worse. So try to gauge that as you're going along pretty quickly and not go into it. I sometimes notice that people don't like it and carry on anyway, which is a bad thing. And I'm just kind of a bit curious to see what the hell happens. And I guess in the point of having like an interesting life, it does make my life more interesting to watch people like sort of get really awkward about stuff that like I feel perhaps they shouldn't be awkward about, because of definitely being an honest person that sort of just shows up and just lets people know what's going on in their life is a much better way to be happier. So I sort of feel like I'm giving them practice of being more open with their feelings and like they're going to get to being happier earlier. But actually, often they're just not ready for it and you just make their life worse and I should probably stop doing that. So, well, yeah, I'm trying to get better at like knowing when and where to stop and how to help people in different ways rather than just thinking that people could be helped by being more like me, because not all people are the same and they do have different ways of dealing with things. So yeah, don't ask people deep personal stuff if you don't think they are ready for it. But otherwise, always go for the deep personal stuff because life is too short and it's a bit boring to just talk about the same things. On that note, my conversation with myself is actually over. So goodbye.
Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learnt by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.